Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, good, good.
Great. Praise the Lord. Good to hear that.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, host. You didn't have me, did you, host? Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so far we have Miss William, Mom, yeah. Daddy Bernard, and Auntie Betty. Okay, I'll go ahead and pick up and the readings out of Genesis 40, 16 through 23. Give a couple people more to call in. When the chef baker saw that the first dream had such a good meaning, he told his dream to Joseph too. In my dream, there were three baskets of pastries on my head. In the top basket were all kinds of bakery goods for Pharaoh, but the birds came and ate them. The three basket means 3 days, Joseph told him. 3 days from now, Pharaoh will take off your head and impale your body on a pole, and the birds will come and pick off your flesh. Pharaoh's birthday came 3 days later, and he held a party for all of his officials and household staff. He sent for his wine taster and chef baker, and they were brought to him from the prison. Then he restored the wine taster to his former position, but he sent the chef baker to be impaled, just as Joseph had predicted. Pharaoh's wine taster, however, promptly forgot all about Joseph, never giving him a thought. Amen.
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 Okay, well, we didn't have any new callers to call in, and we'll go ahead with our program. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We ask that you order our steps and lead and guide us. Father God, we ask that you remove anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to hear your wonderful words and help us to be doers of your words in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. We ask that you continue to bless America and other nations In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Okay. Mom, could you do Matthew 19:26 for us, please?
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Mom, out of Matthew 19:26. And we'll go right on into our program. And I have Miss Williams. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I would like to share from Psalms 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, a king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. We praise and thank God today. We enter into his presence with thanksgiving because this is a time that we are looking forward to celebrating. And tonight, I thank God that we're able to celebrate him because he is God above all gods, and he's the king of all kings. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, thank you for that, Miss William. Daddy Vernon, any good news to share with the group tonight?
I'll read a few verses from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. That shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And in another And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, that the dead bury the dead. And when he was entered into his ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said to them, why are ye fearful, O ye little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And my thought is that everything obey God except man, except us.
Mm-hmm.
Not we obey him, and nature obey him, but us human beings, supposed to be human beings, and we are human beings, we won't obey him. And we obey his command. And I will say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Dad. Let's see. I'll go next. And I'm reading out of Romans 8, 29 through 32. And it says, for from the very beginning God decided that those who came to him, and all along he knew who would, should become like his son, so that his son would be the first with many brothers. And having chosen us, he called us to come to him, and when we came, he declared us not guilty, filled us with Christ's goodness, gave us right standing with himself, and promise us his glory. What can we ever say to such wonderful things as these? If God is on our side, who can be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son for us, but gave him up for us all, won't he surely give us everything else? Amen.
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 Lord.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Romans 10, starting at verse 1. It's a brother, my heart, desire, and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise, saying, not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend unto the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead? But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esau said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, very. Their sound went unto all the earth, and their word unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Mom, any good news to share with the group tonight?
You said me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be reading one of the devotion readings. Psalm 51 said, good for the soul. Someone has said, to err is human, and to forgive is divine. This saying, however, is missing one very important element, confession. Before we can realize God's forgiveness, we must first confess our sin. Confession is an acknowledgement that we have failed to meet the standards of God has established. This is, we have missed the mark. We do not need to inform God of our sin, since we already know we have missed the mark. Our confession, however, enables us in humility and broken spirit to drop the faded perfection before him, which leads to restoration. David's willingness to confess his sin in bearing him to God. For God is a lover of the truth. In Psalm 51, David laid out his guilt before God and cried out to God. He made a commitment not to repeat past mistakes, and asked to be filled with God's Spirit. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the society in which we live today places little value on confession. Yet we have more need than ever to practice it. We need to confess the sin of racism and sexism, violent lifestyle, low self-esteem, that causes us to quarrel our God-given gift and greed that hardens resources instead of sharing them with others in need. God will be able to heal us individually and as a nation only when we confess our failure and cry for his forgiveness and power to make necessary change in our life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hmm. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, that takes us right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the marvelous work that you are doing for our family, friends, and loved ones. We ask that you continue to bless Jessica Smith, Eddie Tipman, Carlos and the Wells family, Miss Wanda, the Rossiter family, Tony Malachi, DeMarcus, Uncle Champ, Marlene Dot, Miss Allen, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne, Quentin, Jermaine, Miss Waters and family, Bruce, Mary Lowe, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Ruth Atwoods, Jordan, Eddie and Calvin Avery, Aveline Holloway, the Norris family, Vicky Husband, Rochelle Bessler, Dominique, Michael and Denise Moody, Cheryl, Valerie Crockett, Lenny and family, Angela Burns, Earlene Parker, Jerry and Terry, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stands in the need of prayer. Father God, we ask that you let your light shine so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, through them, and with them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Heavenly Father, right now, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For there is power in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, that takes us right into birthdays. And birthdays are the week of November 24th through the 30th. Anyone we need to recognize? Okay, it's someone's birthday today, amen?
Amen.
And Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor and sing the birthday song, please?
I tried.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to God. Children, happy birthday to you, and many, many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, that takes us right into our praise testimony, songs or poems. So, Miss William, any praise or testimony, song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
They're from God, our little devotional Bible. Today's lesson, the subject is As Important as Breathing, taken from James 5:13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. It says that a boy was watching a holy man praying on the banks of a river. When he had completed his prayer, the boy went over and asked him, "Will you teach me to pray?" The man studied the boy's face carefully. Then he gripped the boy's head in his hand and plunged it forcefully into the water. The boy struggled frantically, trying to free himself to breathe. When the man finally released his hold on the little boy, the boy gasped for breath and asked, "What did you do that for?" The holy man said, "I just gave you your first lesson." The boy asked, "What do you mean?" The holy man replied, "When you long to pray as much as you wanted to breathe, only then will I be able to teach you to pray." We are wise to pray about even the little matters of our lives, not conserve our prayers only for times of crisis or when a major challenge comes about. Indeed, if we are in the habit of praying about the small problems we encounter, major problems may never arise. This lesson is to teach us prayer is always important, and we are to pray at all times, not just when problems come, but we are to stay prayerful, and if we do, those big things might not happen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Miss Williams. Daddy Verner, poem,
yes.
Song.
Yeah, I can't top that, so I'm going to read a little bit I got here.
Praise the Lord.
To harness your mind. You must make your mind your servant. You must tell it what to do, what to think about, and what to meditate upon. Both it. Some believe that your heart is actually your subconscious mind, where you store your thoughts. So fill up your mental warehouse with the word of God. What happens in your mind is likely to happen in your future. Meditate on specific scriptures today that unlock your faith in God. In the word, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You find that in 4:8. And the next, never fight half-hearted. Slow down a little bit now. Never fight half-heartedly. Think about it. Got it. A divided country falls. A divided home deteriorates. A divided mind becomes powerless. Your balance is ill, your full attention. Winning is authorized. Winning is authorized God to promote you. Satan is dead serious about destroying you. It is a high time you become serious about winning. And the word is, whatsoever thy hand finally to do, do it with might. And we'll find that in Ecclesiastes 9:10. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Daddy. I will go next, and I will share a poem by Carl Fulch. And the title is More Than a Day. As Thanksgiving Day rolls around, it brings up some facts quite profound. We may think that we're poor, feel like bombs, insecure, but in truth, our riches astound. We have friends and family we love. We have guidance from heaven above. We have so much more than they sell in a store. We're wealthy when push comes to shove. So add up your blessing, I say. Make Thanksgiving last more than a day. Enjoy what you got. Realize it is a lot, and you'll make all your cares go away. Amen?
Amen. 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 Beautiful. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, any songs, poem, testimony to share with the group tonight?
Sing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Thank forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Years of past, home and last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, turning souls to Calvary, to the Clemson flow. Many arrows pierced my soul from without within, but my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling more close to him, he will give me light. Satan's snare may vex my soul, turn my throne aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leave whatever betide. When in valley low I look towards the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight. With a tender hand I stretch toward the valley low. Guide me, I can see, as I onward go. When before me build a rock from the mighty deep, then my Lord direct my path, he does safely keep. And he lead me gentle on through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Oh, I love him so. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Years of past, home and last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, my children.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Mom, anything else you have to bring to the group tonight?
As you should have called me before that. I don't know how I'm going to do this behind that. I'm going to tip and say glory to his name.
All right.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where the cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wonderful so sweetly abide within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saved from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saved me and keep me clean. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that, Mom.
Hallelujah.
All right. Amen. Okay. We're ready for the Serenity Prayer, Daddy Verner.
Yes, ma'am. Here we go. God grant me.
God grant me.
Serenity to accept the thing.
The serenity to accept
the thing. To accept the thing.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The thing that I can.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Daddy. And that takes us right into our closing prayer. And Miss William, would you lead us out in Psalms 23?
The Lord.
If everyone would bow their head, I'm sorry. Everyone bow their head for the closing prayer.
Okay. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The rod, that staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. I pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to keep God first in all that you do, and that God holds you in his victorious right hand. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We love you and good night.
Good night. Thank you, and you likewise.
Yeah,
we too. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Because it's all about him. Now, I know I'm up here with the microphone, but this is audience participation. Is that right? Can we make this one big praise team this morning? I'm going to ask y'all to help. I'm going to teach y'all a song as I'm singing it. And it's so simple. You're going to pick it up just like that. And we're going to make a joyful noise in the sanctuary. Hallelujah! To God, we give you glory. God, we magnify your name and give you praise because you're worthy, yeah. God, we love you with all our hearts and we'll serve you with all our strength and we lift you high in the sanctuary. It's simple, it says. Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place, sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit. Take over this place. Take over, everybody say,
sweet Spirit.
Oh Lord,
sweet Spirit.
Take over.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Sweet.
Sweet Spirit,
sweet Spirit,
sweet Spirit,
yeah. Take over this place,
take over this
That's
place,
it. Take over this place,
take
come
over
on, lift your voice
place.
Today,
sweet Spirit,
we rely on you,
sweet Spirit, yeah.
Take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place.
Use me for your service, God. Use me.
with this for the week. You may give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Amen. Nelson's family say good night. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.